Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3, 14 down through verse 19. Paul writes to the church at Ephesus and he says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." All right, so just take a moment to kind of look at that, to maybe read back through it again. And what thoughts, as you're looking at that or reading through that, what thoughts or truths come to your mind from this passage? Yes. Yep. There you go. What are some truths that you see that jump out at you? Right.
And it's sometimes when you experience God's love, it's sometimes very difficult to articulate. And it's hard to express sometimes.
Right.
And it's beyond what we can really.
Yes. Yeah. Good. So the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge or surpasses all understanding.
Yeah.
To the fact, and yes, those of us that are parents, you don't really understand the love of a father or mother until you become one. And even at that, it's still the love that Christ has for us is far superior to that. You know, we can kind of liken it just a little bit to the love that he has for us, but you know, it even goes beyond that. Good, William. What other truths do you see there? What else jumps out at you? Yes, ma'am.
It's really interesting that all the definitions of intuition basically is by the Holy Ghost. The world thinks they're not hearing the Holy Ghost, but they have it's my intuition. Well, that's your conscience, your past feeling, your sixth sense that still swallows the voice. That's all the definitions of the Holy Ghost. People just sometimes, I talk to people that are spiritual, but they say they're not religious.
Okay. Alrighty. And your name is Mary, correct?
Mary Martin.
Okay. Yeah, alrighty. It's good to have you with us this morning. Thank you for coming in. Alrighty, good. Other thoughts?
Well, he's submitting, he's praying on his knees.
Okay.
He's praying for the power of the Spirit.
Alright, so he's praying on his knees, which is a symbol of submission and humility. So he is submitting himself to the Father and asking to be filled and for the Holy Spirit to strengthen him. John.
That you need the Holy Spirit in order to gain understanding of Christ's love.
All right.
And to understand the depth of it.
Okay, so in order to understand the depth and the power of the Holy Spirit, we have to actually be indwelt by the Holy Spirit and have the Holy Spirit to do that.
I think it's interesting too, it says in your inner being.
Yeah.
It's not some outward manifestation of some gifts or something like that.
Okay.
And then that leads me to the fruits of the Spirit.
Okay, yeah.
Which is all come from inside.
Right. Yes, because, what does Christ say back in the Gospels? In regards to the inward and outward.
God looks only inward.
All right. That's back in the Old Testament. God looks on the inward, but Chris?
I'm going to say the fact that his prayer encompasses heaven and earth.
Okay.
And it's the fact that it's supposed to be that we're praying that heaven come.
Okay.
The kingdom come.
All right. We have one speaking in tongues. Can you interpret for us? No? All right. Yeah. All right, David.
Yeah. I look at the inner and outer man, but if you've ever been through, we've all been through difficult circumstances, you realize how weak you are.
Yes.
The outer man, how weak you truly are.
Yes.
You've been broken down to nothing. And then if you're a believer and the Holy Spirit dwells within you, that's what gets you through the difficult time.
Okay, good. All right, so the weakness that we have to understand and realize we have in and of ourselves, especially outward, and then when, you know, our inwardly, sometimes we struggle as well, and it's the Holy Spirit that gets us through that. Back to what William was saying, though, what I was trying to get at was when Christ said, what's inside is going to come out.
Okay.
You know, by the tree, you know the tree by the fruit that's on it, kind of idea. You know, so yes, I was trying to complement what you were saying with what's inside of you is going to come out. You know, and again, didn't Pastor kind of touched on that this morning as well? You know, that if you believe, then it's going to be manifested in your actions. So it's not either or, it's both kind of idea. Yes. Yes, good, Mary. Our weaknesses do, and our weaknesses often or should drive us to the Lord to seek help and strength in those things. You know, what does Paul say? You know, he said, in my weakness, I went to the Lord and I found grace for that. And, you know, I just had to rely upon him because, you know, God said, my strength, my grace is sufficient for you. And just find contentment in the fact that, you know, that's just the way it's going to be for him in that situation. Anything else? Any other thoughts here?
Well, I'm glad it's according to the riches of his glory.
Yes. Yep, good. It's according to the riches of Christ's glory, God's glory, not our own. Good. Yes.
I mean, it's like the tree of life.
Yes.
It's like, you know, a foundation stone. It's, you're rooted. You're like down into it. Your strength is there, your roots, and Christ is our, you know, where our roots are.
Yes, good. What psalm would complement that? It's really early on in the book of Psalms. She was talking about rooted and grounded, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
Psalm 1.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Going back to the King James there. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. So we have this idea there in verse 3 about the tree that's planted by the streams or the rivers of water that yields its fruit in its season, and the leaf doesn't wither. And because of that, it's going to prosper. Because he is that individual, the individuals, us, if we are grounded and rooted in God, then we will prosper and we will bear fruit. So again, we see that inward, outward exchange. You know, when we have the Holy Spirit within, it's going to be visible outwardly. Right.
We have the Spirit dwelling in us. We are filled with fullness.
Right. You know, it says all the fullness of God, not just part of it. We have all of it. It's just now, are we utilizing all of it? Are we allowing all of it to do a work and to fulfill something or to help us in our lives? So in order to become strong, and this is something David touched on, or stronger, you know, we could preface it either way. What realization must you come to first? That you're weak, exactly. You know, somebody that thinks they're already strong, they have no desire to, you know, they don't think they're weak. They don't think there's any need for improvement. You know, they are, you know, already where they want to be kind of idea. You know, and in anything that we do in life, whether it's, you know, any type of improvement that we do, whether it's health, physical, job-related, or career, our knowledge, our intelligence, idea, is trying to increase our knowledge or our intelligence base. You know, we have to realize that we're deficient in that. You know, that we've got to do something to change it. You know, whether it's, again, your diet, your, you know, we could just go on and on with all of that. You know, but we have to understand and realize that we have a weakness that we have, or, and again, I'm not where it's like, okay, like I'm a nobody and I can't do anything, but you know, sometimes it's just, you know, I need to improve in this area and realize I need to continue to grow in this area. So in to imply, that we want to be made strong gives us the idea that we're already, that we have a weakness, or that we can become stronger in that realm, in that area. And as David said, you know, often it's weaknesses, often it's circumstances in our lives that bring about or that showcase that weakness. And as Mary said, you know, the idea of that weakness being revealed to us should push us to God. And it not to pull us away from God. You know, and as we face circumstances in our lives, and often very difficult circumstances, some of you have gone through very, you know, just mind-boggling, incredible things. But as you are confronted with them, and as you deal with those things in your life, you know, are they drawing you closer to the Lord, or are they pushing you away from Him? And you know, that's just something that, you know, it's very, very difficult to work through. I was reading this morning in Exodus, and let me see if I can find it again. You know, in Exodus 29, the last verse, he says, "And they will know that I am," okay, and let me preface it. You know, he's talking, you know, God is speaking to Moses about, you know, Aaron and the priest and all their garments and the Urim and the Thummim and how to make all of this stuff and the breastplate and all of this. And then he says, "And they will know that I am the Lord their God who brought them out of the land of Egypt so that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God." And the thought that I had as I read that was, you know, God works and causes things to happen in order to make himself known to people, to us. And even the unbelievers. You know, God is allowing things to happen. I'm not going to say, you know, I know there's an argument whether it could, you know, whether we'd say often or always. I don't know, to be, you know, just clear. You know, I know people say, you know, every national disaster is sent from God. You know, yes, you know, in some way, yes. And others, you know, is it just, you know, there's the, you know, sin nature in the world and bad things happen. I'm not going to argue that right at the moment. But the argument that I do want to make is that through all of those things, God is striving to reveal himself to mankind. And why is God striving to reveal himself to mankind? To bring about a reconciliation. You know, he's wanting to reconcile his or our relationship, mankind's relationship with him. So then we can live in fellowship so that we can see his glories, because God is glorified or wants to be glorified in all things. And so, yes, if we're honest with ourselves, you know, we in and of ourselves are weak, and we need to be strengthened. We need something outside of ourselves to strengthen us. You know, we can do, depending upon how much willpower you have, you know, there are certain things you can do for a while. You know, you can quit eating chocolate or quit drinking soda, or, you know, decide you're going to exercise or run, or, you know, start running again, you know, different things. But again, it's your willpower is only going to take you so far. Until you just, you know, you say, well, you know, just this one time, you know, I'll eat this, or just this one time, I'm not going to do that. And that is the weakness within us. And so from a spiritual perspective, you know, we've got to have the Holy Spirit doing that work within us. And didn't get to where I wanted to be, but we'll stop there for today since the bell just rang. And let's pray. And then I had one other thing I wanted to share with you before you all head out. Just give me one moment. But Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for truths that we can glean from it. We pray that you would give wisdom and guidance to each of us this week, and that you would work in our lives. Help us to be salt and light and to be able to share. I pray that you'd help us to make our daily time with you a priority, and that we would strive to make sure that every day we set time aside to be in your word and to pray, and to throughout the day just be sensitive to the leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit. In your name, amen.